Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. About 7 o'clock in Glen Falls, just after office hours at Dr. Carville's. As Ruth was about to leave, walk home, Reed Bannister offered to drop her off on his way to a call. They're driving through the quiet streets now, and Ruth is saying,
"You can stop at the corner, Reed, if it's taking you out of your way."
"Nonsense. I go right past the house. Will Richard be up?"
"Oh, yes. We've been having supper together every night since I came back."
"Good. Oh, I wish I had time to stop off and see him for a while. Maybe when I get through at the James's. What are you going to be doing tonight?"
"Well, I don't really know. Frank Wayne's giving a bit of a party for Nettie and Hope." "And
Frank?"
"Yes. To celebrate Nettie's taking over his new garage. Hope told me I was invited, too, and Nettie wanted me to go, but I don't know if I will."
"Because of the way you feel about Frank?"
"And the way I feel about Nettie and Hope, too. There's something going on there that I don't like. It would be very easy for me to get involved, and I'm not afraid of it, but I wonder whether I should. I have a feeling that this is something he should work out for himself, by himself."
"Amen.
Do you have time to come in for a few minutes?"
"Oh, I'm afraid not. Perhaps I'll stop off on my way back, if Richard will still be up then."
"Oh, he might very well be. He's pretty excited right now about our moving over to Dr. Carville's."
"Is there anything I can do to help?"
"Well, thank you, Reed, but I don't think so. We're taking it in easy stages, packing a little at a time."
"I see.
I didn't really have a chance to talk to Dr. Carville very much today. Do you know whether he heard from Diane again?"
"Why, no, Ruth, I don't think so. He did hear from her the other day. She phoned."
"Yes, I know about that. As a matter of fact, I was there. Heard what she said."
"Why the smile, Ruth?"
"Oh, I was just thinking about pride. Hers and mine. Because I'm sure that she said the things she did, that she was seeing a good deal of John, out of pride. And, well, you know I didn't ask you if there was any word from her because I was interested in Diane. I wanted to know about John."
"Just how long are you going to keep this up, Ruth?"
"Keep what up?"
"Well, ever since you've come back from New York, you've been working in the office, spending time with Richard. But I have the feeling that you're just going through the motions, that part of you is still in New York."
"And you think that's bad?"
"Yes, I do, Ruth. Bad and dangerous and useless. After all, there's nothing more you can do about John, not when he's a couple of hundred miles away from you. And you said yourself that if anything's going to be done about him, he's got to do it himself."
"Yes, that's true."
"Well, then, when are you going to come back to us, Ruth? To Richard, to Nettie, to Dr. Carville, and to all of us?"
"I don't know, Reed. It's not quite as easy as you think, because it's not something you can completely control. But, uh-oh."
"Now what?"
"Up the street there, coming this way, Frank Wayne."
"Oh. Oh, yes.
I'd better go. Thank you very much for the lift, Reed."
"Well, not at all. I'll stop by later on in the evening, and if you haven't gone to the party,
I'll..." "Do that. Goodbye, Reed."
"Goodbye, Ruth."
"Good evening, Frank."
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. As Ruth stands on the sidewalk, watching Reed's car pull away.
"Well, hello, Ruth. I was just on my way to see you."
"Were you?"
"Yes, I wasn't sure whether Hope had told you about my party tonight."
"Well, Hope did tell me about it, Frank."
"Oh, I'm awfully glad. Then you are coming."
"No, Frank, I don't think I am."
"But why, Ruth?"
"Because I've never liked getting involved in a situation that wasn't entirely clear to me."
"Situation? Coming to my house for the evening with Nettie and Hope? Really, Ruth?"
"Unless I'm very much mistaken, there's a lot more to it than that, Frank. There have been a great many things about that garage transaction that have been bothering me.
For heaven's sake, Ruth. I thought we settled all that the day you and Nettie came to my office. Why do you insist on believing that I had some ulterior motive for doing what little I did do?
And it doesn't strike you as strange that you only became interested in Nettie after he got married? And to a very attractive girl?
What? Ruth, that's... Well, it's an awful thing to say. I'm surprised at you. I really am.
Are you, Frank? Why?
Implying that that could have had anything to do with it. That I could possibly have any interest in Hope outside of... Well, getting closer to Nettie and to all of you through her. After all, I'm old enough to be your father.
That's very true, Frank. And that's why... Well, there's no sense continuing this conversation any further.
Why do you say that?
Because either you can't, or you won't be honest about this. Either with me or with yourself.
Are you sure it's not the other way around, Ruth? That it's you who isn't being honest? Are you sure that you don't feel the way you do about me because I'm John's brother?
Yes, Frank. You see, John's a sick man. I've been trying very hard to get him to go to a psychiatrist, find out what's wrong. And if he ever does go, well, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we discover that you, your relationship with him, has a great deal to do with making him what he is today.
You still love him, don't you? Even after everything that's happened.
Of course.
It's funny, really funny. I've been a very successful man, and I've always wanted people to like me, but... Well, one thing I've never had is the love and loyalty that you've given John. Under other circumstances, I'd say he was a very lucky man. But now, all I can say is that he's a fool.
And now, let's go to New York, to the one-room apartment to which John is returning after an afternoon spent entirely alone. Reaching the door, he starts to unlock it, discovers it is ajar, and pushing it open, he finds...
Well, Diane.
Hello, John. You're right on time.
Well, what do you mean? How did you get in here?
Locked doors bother me. I've always wanted to know what's going on behind them, so I got myself a key.
From Fred Davis?
That's right. Because I knew you'd be simply furious, I came down a little early and fixed some supper for you, for both of us.
Oh, Diane, you've done some very strange things in your time, but...
Oh, no, John. Don't take it that way. Hmm? Quietly. Please. When you do, it always takes you so much longer to get over it. Wouldn't you rather kick the table over, throw the food around?
No, I would like that key, though.
Of course. Only it won't do you any good. I'll just get another one.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case...
Oh, no, John, please don't go. I'd rather you beat me, swore at me, anything but what you are doing, retreating inside yourself and shutting the door on me.
Oh, locked doors again, huh? What a fine time Dr. Foster would have with you.
Dr. Foster? Who's he?
Oh, he's a chap that I've been to see a couple of times. A psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in analysis?
No. I would be if I could. But unfortunately, psychiatrists aren't like general practitioners. When they feel they need a vacation, they take one. Foster's away now. He'll be gone for 5 weeks.
And when he comes back?
Well, I don't know. I may go to him. On the other hand, I...
Oh, you'll go. Of course you'll go.
Then you don't approve of analysis, huh?
No, I certainly do not. Easy. Everything has to be made easy for us. Our books digested for us, machines to reduce us when we get too fat, someone to take over all our troubles when they become too much for us.
Diane, a psychiatrist doesn't solve your problems for you. He can't. All he can do is to guide you, help you to solve them yourself.
If you really believe that, if you think that's the answer, why didn't you go to a psychiatrist before? Why did you wait this long?
Because it's not easy, Diane. Because it's a big decision to make. Because it means facing a lot of things. Look, just why are you so opposed to it? Are you afraid that I'll find that the only reason I have anything at all to do with you is because we're both sick? Two sick people together?
Possibly. Yes. What can analysis do but get you to make some kind of adjustment? Face life on some level? Well, All I'm trying to do is to get you to do that with me. Because we can have a life together. Oh, you know we can. Not an ideal existence, no, but a very different life from the kind you've had with Ruth. At least it will be a refuge from loneliness, and there's bound to be some happiness in it. There's bound to be. Doesn't that make sense? Doesn't it?
I don't know, Diane. I don't know. Perhaps...
Looking at John, Diane's heart beats faster for a moment. For it almost seems as if she's broken through the wall between them. But it is only for a moment. For she's too much of a realist to expect such an easy victory. And now, a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.